Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Mem Vav in Meseches Sukkah. Our daf is going to discuss the brachas, the Birchas HaMitzvah, on both Lulav and Sukkah. We're going to discuss different opinions of whether you make a bracha on those two mitzvahs every day. We will as well get into other Birchas HaMitzvah. For example, on Mem Vav and Aleph, about 15 lines in, we're going to discuss the halachos of Birchas Tefillin. We're going to talk about making a bracha of Shechianu when making a lulav. We're also going to discuss Birchos Neros Chanukah, which will be towards the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Aleph, as well as a bracha we mentioned of someone who puts together a lulav, a person who puts together a sukkah, making a bracha of Shechianu. Our daf is really all about Birchos HaMitzvah, particularly on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. And then our Gemara is going to discuss on Amud Beis, the halachos of mukta, the concept of whether when an object is hukta l'mitzvaso on Bein Hashmashos, it's designated for a mitzvah, so then we say, migu diskatzoy l'bein Hashmashos iskatzoy l'kule yoma. And that topic of the hukta l'mitzvaso for mitzvahs, it will round out daf mem vav. Let's Bezer Hashem begin on the bottom of mem hey amabez. To truly understand the shaka v'tayim mem vav amin aleph, we have to pick up already from the bottom of mem hey amabez and begin about 12 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara discusses the line in the Mishnah that we had on yesterday's daf, amem hey amin aleph, ki maseu b'chol kach maseu b'shabbos, that the way they took the arava during the week, they took it the same way on Shabbos. The Mishnah also concludes that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says that they used to bring palm branch as well on Hoshana Rabbah, and they would be chovetit on the Tzidei HaMizbech, as the Mishnah tells us on Mem Hei Amar Alf. Amar Avuna, my time to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. What's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's logic? Tichsiv kapos. The Torah says that the lulav that you're supposed to bring is kapos tmarm, which is in the plural, shnai. Achas lulav v'achas l'mizbech. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's opinion was that it was brought both for the lulav as well for the mizbech. Rabbanan amri kapos k'siv, that since it's written without a vav, it refers to only one. In other words, lulav is only taken by a person himself, and it's not taken when it comes to the mizbeach like the arava. Rabbi Levi amar kitamar, it's like a palm branch. Matamar ze eino lo ela levechad, just like the tamar tree only has one heart. In other words, it has a central trunk. If you saw elam ela lev echad lavim shabashamayim, they only have one heart, and that heart is focused to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their center is focused to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi explains that what Rabbi Levi is doing is he's introducing the idea of why we would, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, introduce the idea of bringing in the lulav to the Mikdash, and that is because it brings out one of the most important things, and of course we would want to express that in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is, Ein lanu ela lev echad lavinu shebashamayim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lulav shiva, you put a period right before Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lulav shiva v'sukah yom echad. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that lulav is done 7 days, and you make a bracha on all those 7 days. However, sukkah, you only make one bracha. Why? My time, lulav de mifsiki leilos miyamim. When it comes to lulav, there's a break. There is a hesach hadas on the lulav. What is that? That at the night of Sukkot, there's no mitzvah of lulav. Once there's no mitzvah of lulav, so then the mifsiki leilos miyamim, kol yoma mitzvah ba'apin avshehu. Then each day is a separate mitzvah. Sukkah de lo mifsiki leilos miyamim. But when it comes to Sukkah, where there's no break between the two, kula shiva kechad yoma aricha dama. So then in such a case, all 7 days is considered like one elongated day. And the first bracha that you make on the first night of Sukkot, that goes for the entire Sukkot. Rabbi Barachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah Shiva v'lulu yom echad. Rabbi Barachana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the exact opposite. He says that when it comes to the bracha, you make 7 independent brachas of Sukkah, and lulav only gets one bracha for all the Yom Tov. My time. What's his rationale? Sukkah d'oraisa shiva. Sukkah min haTorah is 7 days, and each day gets an independent bracha. However, lulav d'rabbanan, but since lulav is zeicha l'mikdash, as we've learned in the past, so there, sagile b'chad yoma. In such a case, 1 day is enough for a bracha. 3 lines from the bottom. Ki asa ravanam rabbi yoichanan, echad zeh v'echad zeh shiva. Ravin said the name of Rabbi Yochanan that both of them get a bracha all 7 days. Period. Amar of Yosef, Nikot to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana biyadcha. Leave, hold on to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's rule in your hand. To Kula Amarayim Kai Mekava say, Besukkah. That all the Amarayim hold like him, like Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, that we learned above, that says that when it comes to Sukkah, that you make a bracha each day, all the Amarayim hold like him. And not like Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel, that says that once you made one bracha on the first night, so then, in such a case, you don't make another bracha on Sukkah. Mesive, the Gemara asks Akasha. We're going to see at the end of this long fastening, Bryce on the top of Mem Vav Amid Aleph, that at the end of the day, you only make one bracha on Sukkah and not seven. Ha'oisalul of the Atza, someone who makes lul for himself. Oimer Baruch Shech Yanu, Kimon Vyeganu Lanaz Banazah. He makes a Shech Yanu. Natu Lotzeisbo, if he takes it to be Yotze on the first day, Oimer. Baruch Hashem, Kishon, Zasid, Simanu, Al Natila Sulav. He makes a bracha on Natila Sulav. Afal Pi Shabir Chalav Yom Rishon. And even though he made the bracha on the first day, Chozem Avar Kol Shiva, he does all 7 days. In contrast, if you make a sukkah, then also you make the bracha of Shechianu Vikimanu. Interesting topic. A nominee for halacha from the Daily Daf, which I don't know we're going to get to today, would be the topic of making a Shechianu Bizman Azeh. Most people do not follow this Gemara, that one makes a sukkah, one makes a shechianu. Why is an interesting question. Nichnas leisha ba omer, asher kidsham sasev tzivanu leisha ba sukkah. When he goes into the sukkah, after he made it, you do make a bracha. You make the bracha leisha ba sukkah, and here's the punchline. V'kimen shabirech yom rishon. And once he makes the bracha on the first day, shuv eina mevarech. In such a case, he doesn't make another bracha of leisha ba sukkah. So what do you see? We see two kashas, says Gemara. Kasha lulav alulav. Number one, there's a stira, what we had learned from Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, who seemed to say that you only make the bracha on lulav once, because it's only midrabbanan. Kasha sukkah sukkah. Also, Rabbi Bar Chana said that when it came to sukkah, you make it on every day. Here we see that you only make it once. Says the Gemara, about 9 lines from the top. First one line is alulav. Bishlem alulav alulav loy kasha. When it comes to lulav, there's no contradiction. It depends on whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or whether the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. In other words, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, it's d'oraisa, then you make every day. When the Beis HaMikdash is not, then it's only d'rabbanan. So then, in such a case, then you don't make every day, according to Rabbi Baruch Hanna. El sukkah sukkasha. What about the fact that the Braisa said that you only make the bracha sukkah once? Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, because d'oraisa, you make it every day. Answers the Gemara Tanoihi. That's machloikas Tanoim. The Sanya. We learned in a Braisa. Tefillin calls man sheminichim evarach alein divrei Rebbe. Tefillin, every time you put them on, if you have a hesa chadas between one maisa hanacha and the other, so then you make a new bracha. We paskin like this shita. Chacham say you make a bracha only once. The Gemara is introducing that the same conceptual question that Rebbe and the Chachamim were paskining and dealing with when it came to tefillin in regards to whether you make separate brachas for every maisa hanacha. While Rebbe says yes, and the Chacham say no, you make one bracha at the beginning of the day, and that's it. L'chura, that is the same issue that we saw in regards to Rebbe Yochanan and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Rebbe Yochanan says that you make a bracha for every day you go into the sukkah, because he holds that it's like hanachas tefillin. Every time you do the new maisa mitzvah, you have a new chiyuv bracha. However, when it comes to the shita of Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, he holds that sukkah you make only one bracha, and that's because you already made a bracha already on the maisa mitzvah. In regards to the psak halacha, it goes as follows: Itmar Abaye Amar Hilchasa. Rabbi Abaye says we follow shita Rabbi that you make a separate bracha every time you put on the tefillin. Rav Amar Hilchasa Karabana. Period. So Gemara suggests that this machlokas when it comes to sukkah is dependent on that issue when it comes to tefillin. Now, as far as psak halacha, the Gemara says, did Abaye really say that you go like Rebbe, that you make a bracha every single time, while the Chacham say you only make one bracha, and Rava says we follow him? Amar Rav Mari Bar Brei de Bashmuel, Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, said, Chazina le Rava, the law of the Kishmaitse, that Rava himself didn't do exactly what he had said. Ella, but rather, if I watched Rav, I saw the following. When he went to the bathroom, after he went to the bathroom, if he had to take off his tefillin, he made a new bracha. I saw that he would take off the tefillin and make a bracha. Vananami ki Rebbe Avdinan. And so too, when it comes to Sukkah, we follow the shita of Rebbe, umavarchin kol shiva, and we make the bracha all the 7 days, like Rabbi Bar Chanan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and not like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel in the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Beis. Amar Marzut Rechazin Leila Rav Papi, the claim is the Manach Tefillin Mevarech, every time he put on Tefillin, he would make a bracha. Rabbanan Dvei Rav Ashi, claim is the Misham Shimuhu Mevrechi, they did even more, that since there's a chiyuv for a person to be Mamash Mesh his Tefillin every moment, like it says in Yuman Dav Zayin Amud Beis, we've discussed in a previous halacha from the Daily Daf why that's so. Tosis by us over here in Sukkah, Menvav, tells us in order not to be Mesiach Das, it's a way to remind the person not to be Mesiach Das from the Tefillin. Ad Kedei Kach, it was such a chiyuv of Chayavadim L'mashmesh that Rav Papa used to make a bracha every time he did that. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, mitzvah lulav kol shiva. Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel said that the mitzvah of lulav is all 7 days. Rav Shulam Levi Amar Yom Rishon, mitzvah lulav, mikad ve'elach mitzvah zekeinim. The first day is a mitzvah of the Din Torah of Lulav. All other days is based on the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kol Yoma Mitzvah Sekenim. Rabbi Yitzchak says every day is Mitzvah Sekenim, Vafil Yom Rishon. Even the first day, says, ask Gemara, what do you mean it's Mitzvah Sekenim? Vakaimelon de Yom Rishon da Raisa. Don't we pass in Yom Rishon is Minat Torah? Ema Bar Mi Yom Rishon. No, what he meant to say is excluding the first day. First day is the rice, everything else is mitzvah sekein. Then why do we need the separate teaching of Rabbi Yitzchak? At the end of the day, this is the teaching of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. No, Rabbi Yitzchak also taught this as well. And Rav also holds that there's a mitzvah to take it all 7 days, and you make a bracha on all 7 days, explains Rashi, like we saw on the end of the narrow lines on Mem Hei Amud Beis in the name of Rav. Damar Rabchia Barashi Amar Rav Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Just like see Rav's opinion when it comes to Neros Chanukah. If a person lights Neros Chanukah, Tzarech Levarich, he needs to make a bracha. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer Haroi Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarich. Rabbi Yirmiyah says if someone sees a Ner Shel Chanukah, he makes a bracha. She'asa Nisim Lavoseinu. May Mevarich Amar Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said Yom Rishon Hamadlik Mevarich Shlosh. On the first night, if you light, there are three brachas. Lahadlik, She'asa Nisim, and Shechiyon. Haroah Mevarech Shtayim. Now here's the critical raya. Says the Gemara in the last narrow line, Amen Vavam and Aleph, Vikan Ve'elech, but after that, Madlik Mevarech Shtayim. You still make a brach on the rest of Chanukah, but you just don't make the Shechiyon. V'roah Mevarech Achas. Umay Mevarech, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Says the Gemara, Ve'echen Sivanu. Here we have a parallel sugya from Masechet Shabbos, a very, very important sugya, where the Gemara asks, according to the Pnei Yoshua and others, how could you make a bracha? What about the problem that there is a din d'oraisa not to be motzi shem shemayim levatala, and the chiyuv here is only midrabban? So how could you use a shem Hashem? Ve'echen sivanu says the Gemara miloy sasur. The Torah Kedosha says in Parshas Shoftim lo sasur min adavar sheyirucho yuminu small, that is part of the dinei d'oraisa to listen to the chachamim. Hence the chiyuv of vitzivanu. Ve'arnachem bar Yitzchak kamar shal vicha v'yegedcha comes from a different mekar. Ask your father and he will tell you. But at the end of the day, that is the Makar in the Torah, that you have to listen to Takanas Chachamim, and once one has to listen to Takanas Chachamim, then it wouldn't be a Bracha Levatala saying the Bracha and saying the words Vitzivanu as well. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Masni La Behedya. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak taught all this explicitly. Amarav Kol Sheva Mitzvah Selulav. That all 7 days there is the mitzvah of lulav. Tan Rabbanan Oisei Sukkah La'atzmoi Baruch Shechiyanu. That if you make a sukkah as well, when you finish making the sukkah, it engenders simcha, and therefore you make the bracha Shechiyanu. Nichnas Leisheba Amar Sher Kidshanu of Leisheba Sukkah. Ki Oisa Isuya Valmedes Im Yachal Chadesh Ba Davar Mevarech. If the sukkah was already standing from beforehand, then there you would not make a Shechiyanu unless you could add something new to the Sukkah. And if not, then you make a bracha of Shechiyanu after the bracha of Leishev Basukkah. Rav Ashi says, and this is one of the main reasons why we don't make a Shechiyanu when we build a Sukkah, is because we say it all on the coast of Kiddush, like Rav Ashi reports from the great Rav Kahana, I say the great Rav Kahana because just a couple of dapim ago, we saw the godless of Rav Kahana as quoted by Rashi on the bottom of Mem Dalid Amud Aleph. The Gemara continues, Tan Rabbanan Yufan Mitzvahs Harbe. If you have many mitzvahs, so then there's a fascinating sheet of the Tanakhama in the Braisa. He doesn't make a bracha on one particular mitzvah, but he makes a generic bracha called the bracha of ala mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Many people are not even aware of such an opinion of the Tanakhama because we've all been raised with the approach of Rabbi Yehuda that says, Mevarech al kol achas v'achas b'fnei atzmo, each ma'aseh mitzvah gets its own bracha. Amar Rabbi Zeira v'itema Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Hilchasa k Rabbi Yehuda. We follow Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Zeira v'itema Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. My time to Rabbi Yehuda. What is the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda that we should make more brachas? At the end of the day, maybe we should conserve the brachas and being motzi the Shem Hashem. D'chsiv, well, it's based on the pasuk. The pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem yom yom, yamos lanu. Hakel Yeshua Seinu Sela. We say we make a bracha to Hashem yom yom. By yom avarach noso, b'layla em avarach noso. What does it mean by yom yom, every day? And in the night, we don't make brachas. Every day, give him the appropriate brachas. Give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the appropriate brachas. We're on Friday. Beis Hashem, tonight Shabbos. Tonight you're supposed to say Me'ein Berchus Shabbos. Hachinami b'chol dover v'dover tein lo Me'ein Berchusav. For everything you do, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that bracha. There's a lot of chasidus that one could bring out from this idea. V'am Rabbi Zer v'yitem Rabbi Chanina bar Papa bo reish like midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like mortals. Midas basav adam kli reikon machzik malei ein machzik. If utensil is empty, so then in such a case you could fill it up. But if it's full, you can't fill it. I will mean this by Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. Malei machzik. When something is full, then you could add to it. Reikon einon machzik. But if it's empty, you cannot. Shenemar. As the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're full with my mitzvahs, we're going to say in Kriya Shema tonight, V'hayim shamaya tishma, im shamaya tishma. If you listen to my mitzvahs, v'im lav, lo tishma. In other words, once you get used to, this is a tremendous musa, once you get used to listening to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll be able to continue. You got to force yourself sometimes to do it in the beginning when it's hard, and then you get used to it, and then it flows. Davar Acher, another drashim, Shemaya B'yashan Tishmu B'chadash. If you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's old, according to Rashi, means when you do Chazara, so then you will be able to understand more when you do new. If you turn your heart away, you will no longer be able to listen. But when a person is malei b'chadash, b'yashan, then he'll be able to succeed b'chadash as well. It's an interesting question. What's the parallel over here to brachas? Why did the Gemara bring up this drasha? It seems that the Gemara is saying that saying more brachas and adding to more brachas is being memalei hamalei, and that's the concept that you're supposed to try to gain the momentum of more and more dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with that a person comes closer and closer. If he has the opportunity to make many brachas, and none of them is a bracha levatala, then the Gemara is saying that of course he should do that. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom, that we learned in the Mishnah on Memhei Amud Aleph, that at the end of Sukkos, Miyad Tinoka Shomtin Eslovein V'ochna Esrogen, the kids began to play with the Lulavim and eat their Esrogen. Comments Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Esrog b'shvi, Asur b'shmini, Mutter. On the seventh day of Sukkot, it's Asur to eat the Esrog, even though you've already fulfilled the mitzvah for the last time. On Hoshana Rabbah, are you allowed to eat the Esrog? Says Rabbi Yochanan, no. The Gemara will elaborate on the concept that once one is makseh, the item, by Bein HaShmashos, on the night of the seventh, then the whole day it's going to be asur. Migud is katsoi ben hashmashos is katsoi lekule yoma. Since it's muksa ben hashmashos, you designated it was huktzel mitzvaso, then you're not allowed to derive benefit from it. Rav Shlakish amar esrog gafil b'shvi nami mutter. However, Rav Shlakish disagrees, and Rav Shlakish holds that the halacha is that even on the seventh it's mutter. B'maika miflagi. What are they arguing about? Marasav mitzvaso is katsoi. The mandamer who says that it's asur, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you've designated it for a mitzvah. Excuse me, Reish Lakish holds it's designated specifically for the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is done, it's no longer muktzah. Umar savil kule yom is katzai. And the other mandamer holds that it's been muktzah for the entire day, presumably based on the concept of migud tzgatzoy ben hashmoshes tzgatzoy lekulei yoma. Period. Eis v'rishlakish Rabbi Yochanan miyat tinoik shem tzlamein v'achlan esrogeyen. Didn't the Mishnah say that they were able to eat it because the kids ate the esrogim? My lavu adin ligdoilim. Doesn't it sound like that anybody can, not only kids as well as adults. Like says the Gemara, the kids didn't ask. Tinoik is dafkit. It was specifically the kids, but the adults shouldn't, because the esrog is muktza all of Hoshana Rabbah. Yikud amri esver Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish miyada tinok Hashem tosloven v'ochon esrogen tinok esin gedolim lo hu adin dafilu gedolim. No, maybe it could be that for gedolim they were also allowed to. V'haydik tani tinokos orchad milsak tani. So it really depends on your position in regards to the muktza. If you say migud tzgatzai ben hashvash tzgatzai l'kulei yomos, then in such a case, the kids were doing this on their own and they were actually making a mistake. However, if you don't hold that way, so then in such a case, it would be fine for the adults as well to take it. Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, Rabbi Yochanan, maishna sukkah, maishna esrig. What's the difference between sukkah and esrog? Why is it that Rabbi Yochanan taught above that the esrog is even aser b'shmini, that we say migud tzgatzoy bein hashmoshes applies not only on the seventh day, but also on the eighth day when it comes to shmini atzeres? You're still not allowed to get hana from the sukkah, even though there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah anymore in Eretz Yisrael. Amalei sukkah dechazel bein hashmoshes. Because when it comes to sukkah, that you could even use a bein hashmashos of the seventh going to the eighth. Dias rami leisudas aboy meisav begava umeichel begava. Since you need to sit in the sukkah if you're during bein hashmashos from the seventh to the eighth, and you want to eat during that time, you have to eat in the sukkah because savik daraisa goes lechumra. And so since there's a chiyuv umigud. So it's designated for the mitzvah of bein hashmashos. So once you're makzit during the bein hashmashos, seventh to the eighth, since muksa all the eighth as well. Esrog de lo chazir the bein hashmashos, but esrog that you can't take it bein hashmashos. In other words, there isn't any chiyuv to take in bein hashmashos, because you already, Rashi says, took it in the morning. For that reason, you could eat it on the 8th, because it's not muktzah the rest of the day of the 8th. For Levi, Levi disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. Afilu b'shmini aser, even on the 8th, we say that it's muktzah as well. Aser b'shmini mutter. Avud Shmuel says it's aser on the 7th, but mutter on the 8th. Come Avud Shmuel b'shitase de Levi. Father of Shmuel followed the shita of Levi, it's aser even the 8th. Come Reb Zeir b'shitase da Avud Shmuel. And Reb Zeira followed Avud Shmuel. Damar Reb Zeira, esrog shenifsala, asala achla kol shiva. That if the esrog becomes pasul, it's aser to eat it all 7 days. Rashi explains the chiddush is that even if it became pasul, it's aser to eat it all 7 days, even though you can no longer use it for the mitzvah. But since in the beginning of the 7 days, so then it was muktzah, so too, it'll be muktzah all 7 days. So here we have an irony. Even though eventually Avuah d'Shmuel agreed that the halacha is that it's aser even for 8 days, like the opinion of Levi, nevertheless, Rabbi Zeira held that it's aser for 7 days, but not for 8 days. And here we've seen a fascinating chiddush within Shitas Rabbi Zeira, according to Rashi, that once you're makzit for the beginning of Sukkot, it's aser for the duration of the entire Sukkot as well. Now the Gemara has another very, very important teaching from Rabbi Zeira, even though this teaching of Rabbi Zeira doesn't have to do with the above teachings. The first word on the line is La'ochla kol shiva. Amar Rabbi Zeira, about 20 lines from the bottom, Memevavah Mebeis. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Likni Inish. Hoshana liyinuka biyamatova. A person should not give over ownership of his lulav. Hoshana here sometimes means the lulav or the three minim you hold in the right hand to a child on Yom Tov. On the first day of Yom Tov, biyamatova kama, my time of the yinuka mikni kani aknu yelon makni. Because a child has the ability to acquire, but does not have the ability to transfer ownership. Rashi explains that the rights of a child to own something is a din derabbanan, that the rabbanan said that he's able to be zocha from himself. However, when it comes to hakna, giving it back to his father, since al pi halacha he's not a bar das, so then there was no institution that allowed him to transfer back ownership. And that means that if you give your child your lulav on the first day and you yet have not been yotzei the mitzvah, so then in such a case you've got a major problem, because the Torah says, ulakachtem lechem biyom arishon, you need to own it and now the child cannot be makne to you. Vam Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera also taught lolema inush liyinuka diavinulach midi v'lo yavle. Also, a totally different idea. Rabbi Zera says a very important rule in parenting: don't tell a child that you're going to give him something and in the end not carry through. Mishum da asi lagmure shikra, because you're going to teach him to lie. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, that people learn from each other to speak falsehood. They teach each other to, in a corrupt society, they teach each other to speak falsely. The Gemara now goes back, after we've had these fascinating teachings from Rabbi Zeira, we now go back to the issue of how long lulav is muktzah for, whether it's muktzah on the 7th, whether it's muktzah on the 8th day. Ubepluksa Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish. There's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish. Itmar hifrish shiva esrogim l'shivas yam. If a person designates 7 esrogim for 7 different days, Amar Rav, kol achas v'achas yotze ba v'ochlo l'alter. Rav is of the opinion it's not even muktzah for the entire day, it's only muktzah bizman hamitzvah, and therefore after you've used it, you could eat it. That's the opinion of Rav. Ravasi says it's muktzah the entire day, and you could eat only the next day. What's behind the machlokas, says the Gemara? Mar sovar the mitzvah suskatsoi. One man the Amar holds that's designated for the mitzvah. And since it's designated for the mitzvah, so then once you fulfill the mitzvah, you're allowed to have anah. Umar sovar lekule yom iskatsoi. He designates it for the entire day based on the rule of migud iskatsoi ben hashash iskatsoi lekule yom. It's muktzah the entire day. Vanan the islay trei yomi. And those of us who keep 8 days because of sveika di yoma, what's going to be with shmini atzeres? Hechi avdinan. What's going to be the status of the esrog? Amar abaye shmini safek. The 8th day is considered a safek. Maybe the 8th day is the 7th. Right? That's the whole Sveika Diyoma of Shmini Atzeres. And Shvi Asr will certainly be Asr. But Shi, the Sveika Diyoma of Shmini Atzeres, that we keep 9 days, what we call Simchas Torah, that's a Safek Shmini Mutter, because even Shmini technically is Mutter. The mitzvah of Lulav is clearly only 7 days. The reason why we have to be machmer on the 8th day when it comes to the Dalam Minim as far as Muktzah is because maybe the 8th day is the 7th day. But the 9th is clearly not the 7th. Hence, one would be allowed to eat the Esrog for sure on Simchas Torah. Mereimar Amar Afilu Shmini Safek Shvi Mutter. Mereimar says even the 8th day, which is a Safek of the 7th day, is Mutter. Since the whole Shaila is only Din Rabbanan, the Surah Avdi Kemereimar, in Surah they followed Mereimar, they would even eat it already in Shmini Atzeres. Rav Shisha Brei Duravidi, Ovid Ka Abaye, he followed the opinion of Abaye, he would only eat the Esrog on the 9th day, and not on the 8th, Hilchasa Ka Abaye, and we follow the Shiti of Abaye. Bezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Mem Vav in Maseches Sukkah.